Latitude 65 degrees north, longitude 18 degrees west. Iceland is the most remote European island in the North Atlantic. When you think of Iceland, you probably think of ice and snow. Volcanoes. What about eerie lava formations, geysers, and smelly geothermal fields? Or maybe Björk? But Iceland also has a hidden side.
We live nearby. We live in the hills.
Iceland is home to a nation of hidden people and elves.
Invisible forces.
The elves, they exist.
I believe in them also.
I haven't seen them yet, but they're probably in the old part of the town.
I like them very much. I think like 80% of the Icelandic nation believes in elves.
Here, I'm here, now, over here.
Do you believe in elves? If you're like me, you're probably a bit skeptical. But believe it or not, opinion polls consistently show that the majority of people in Iceland either believes in elves or at least refuses to rule out their existence. So, meet the elves. I'm Barbara Gruber, and I suggest the obvious place to start our tour is in Hafnarfjörður, a small town just south of Reykjavik, and I'm told it's Iceland's capital of elves.
My name is Sigurbjörg Karlsdóttir, but you can call me Sibba for short. I'll tell you stories about the elves and the hidden people and dwarves and maybe a little bit about this town.
Sibba is a small, chubby woman with sparkling blue eyes, wearing a bright red hat and looking somewhat elf-like herself. Twice a week, she takes tourists on an elf tour of Hafnarfjörður. This small port town is believed to lie at the crossroads of several mystical energy lines and has therefore the highest density of elves and hidden people in Iceland.
According to many seers, these creatures, they don't all look the same. Hidden people are most like humans, tall, thin and handsome, like us. Elves are a little bit more strange looking. They have big ears, long skinny legs. Now dwarves, they are short and chubby. So they don't all look the same, but they're all hidden.
Today we're a small tour group of three, and the first spot Sipa takes us to is a big old rock just up the hill from the town's old centre. The rock sits right in the middle of the front yard of a house. Sipa tells us a man once wanted to build a house on this very spot, and he asked the builders to get rid of the rock.
See this iron piece sticking out of the rock here, up here? They were, of course, just going to break down the rock the old-fashioned way, but they couldn't move it, they couldn't break it down, and it was stuck in there. They couldn't pull it back out or anything. When an old man from the neighborhood walked by and he said, "You have a problem, because the dwarf that lives here, he does not want to move." And they told the owner and he thought about it, and then he decided to build his house somewhere else.
Sipa says these hidden creatures are for the most part good-natured, but they can get very upset and put a spell on you. My fellow elf tourists, Dave from Australia and John from the US, are enjoying the walk through this quaint little town. But what do they think of elves?
I think it's awesome. Every culture's got its mythology or its stories.
Do you believe in them?
You always believe in something at some point, don't you? Yeah, you believe in it for a good story, I guess.
I'm a Catholic. I don't believe in such pagan things.
Not at all?
Not at all. This was just part of the tour. I went horseback riding earlier. That's why I'm here.
You don't think that after the tour, you might have a little bit of a belief?
I don't think I'm convinced. No, I'm sorry.
Well, so far the magic of elves is not really rubbing off on Dave and John. But elves and hidden people are a serious business here in Iceland. So, to find out more, I caught up with Terry Gonnell, the head of the folklore department at the University of Iceland in Reykjavik. He's British, but has lived in Iceland for almost 30 years. His wife and kids believe in elves, and while Gonnell says he hasn't seen any, he sounds fairly convinced of their existence.
They live nearby, they live in the hills, and they look like us, they live like us.
They're just more powerful and better looking.
They're just more powerful and they're better looking and better at most things. In a sense, they represent a personification of the feeling that that nature can be dealt with, that you're cooperating with the forces living around you, which obviously was there right from the beginning with the Icelanders.
Terry Gunnell adds that this historically rich mythology of elves contrasts sharply with the difficulties Icelanders faced in the past. Volcanoes erupted all over the island, the country was surrounded by pack ice, crops and animals died, and Icelanders needed something to dream of and look forward to. The belief in elves is very much linked to a belief in a force within nature, says Terry.
Icelanders live in a world where invisible forces affect their lives, in the sense of an earthquake will hit your house. You can't see it, but you feel it before it comes, and you physically see it shaking your house. There's nothing, no actual object that's doing it. You turn on your hot water tap, hot water comes out of it, underlining it just below you, but you can't see it, as molten lava and hot water. You can smell it too, anybody who comes here. In the same way, the wind here can knock you off your feet on a bad day. The snow will take shapes in a blizzard because of the wind as you see it turning into a shape and disappearing. And the Northern Lights, of course, is something else that's up there.
And the Northern Lights, of course, something else that is up there.
In a sense, Icelanders are well aware of forces around them that shape their lives.
History and mythology are one thing, but elves are very much part of everyday life in modern Iceland.
I'm in a suburb south of Reykjavik, driving along a street called Alfhorsvik, which means Elf Hill Road. Now, coming up ahead, the street does a rather large curve around a big rock. Just let me have a closer look at it. A house was supposed to be built here, number 102 Elf Hill Road, but the builders dropped the construction because hidden people are supposed to live here. Now, to me, there's really not much happening here. Just let me give them a little wave. Hello? No. To me, this rock looks pretty normal, and there doesn't seem to be anyone living here.
Building roads around the homes of elves is nothing unusual here in Iceland. Viktor Ingolfsson, the spokesperson for Iceland's road authority, doesn't believe in elves, but says elves are taken into serious consideration when it comes to road construction.
We consider this talk about elves and hidden people, it's for us a kind of public relation issue. We know of stories that have happened the last 40 years. They had little trouble with what we are doing in road building and thought that maybe some elves or hidden people were living at the building sites. And because Iceland is such a small community, we have to listen to everyone. We just can't say you're crazy or something like that. We have to listen to them and act on it.
We have at least 12 different types of elves, at least 3 types of hidden people, 3 types of trolls.
Someone who's always listening to people's sightings of elves is Magnus Skarpedinsson. He's an historian and the headmaster of the Icelandic Elf School in Reykjavik. The school has been around for 15 years and attracts both foreign and Icelandic students. But Magnus's main job is to collect stories of elf sightings and other hidden creatures.
If you look on our files, we have descriptions on files of witnesses of at least 12 different types of elves, at least 3 types of hidden people, 3 types of trolls, 2 type of gnomes, 3 type of fairies, and 4 type of dwarves. But nearly 70% of all the stories we collected is hidden people stories, because they are most seen here. The 3 categories of hidden people is what we call the modern hidden people, which is the far most known hidden people here, and the blue hidden people, which is a very strange thing, because they're always dressed in blue. Always dressed in blue.
Magnus says he's probably the only person on the planet who knows so much about this phenomenon. And yet he admits there's so much more to be discovered. Along with keeping records of sightings, Magnus shows me some of the most valuable objects in his elf museum.
Well, this pot here was a gift from a hidden lady to a human friend of her in June 1986 in North Iceland.
Unfortunately for Magnus, despite devoting his life to elves, he himself has never seen an elf or hidden person. But someone who has is Jenny. In fact, she sees them quite often when she walks in the forest near her home.
Það er yfirleitt börn og þau eru að leika sér og það er ofsalega gaman. Og svo allt í einu, þá horfa þær allt í einu á mig, sjá mig allt í einu og segja, úf, hún sá okkur. Og svo hverfa þær.
Usually what I see are elfish children playing. They are careful because they are not supposed to be seen. And then when they realize that I have seen them, they say, oops, she can see us. And they disappear.
For Jenny's husband, Magnus Sigmundsson, a well-known Icelandic musician, elves have been an inspiration for composing music. He even dedicated an entire CD to the Alvars, or elves.
For me, I came to the conclusion that an elf is really a conscience.
An elf is a conscience.
Your own conscience. So if you're not in touch with your elf, you're not in touch with yourself.
You're not in touch with yourself.
So I did an album about that. When I feel elfish, I feel very good. When I'm creating, when I'm in love, when I'm gentle, you know, when I'm sort of not arguing with myself, that is an elfish state.
And while historians, musicians, public officials, and elf enthusiasts might be in touch with the elf world, I wonder what the average Icelander thinks of elves.
I just like them very much. Hidden people, like elves and huldufólk, because they've been here for so long. But I don't see them, so... Well, yes, when I was a kid, I used to see them. But this is a talent which goes off people when they grow older.
I believe in them also. I think they are very important for our culture. They've always been here in our history.
I really don't know. I don't believe in them, actually.
Not at all?
No, I have never seen them, never witnessed them. So it's just like an old fairy tale that I don't know about them anyways.
And if you were to build a hot pot or a jacuzzi in your garden and there was a big stone and in the middle of the garden and your neighbor told you, yeah, don't blow it up because they're hidden people living there, what would you do?
I would actually believe them, because there is this myth. They've been laying roads around the big stones because there's supposed to be, like, you know, an elf village in them or so on. So I would go with the superstition. I would leave the rock alone. It's like God, you know. It's like, I've never seen him, I've never witnessed him, but you do follow his rules and you do believe in him.
Well, I like them very much because they are proud people and very Icelandic. I think like 80% of the Icelandic nation believes in elves. Some say they've spoken to them. We move our roads past their houses or stones. And I mean, it's just in our upbringing.
Have you ever met some?
No, but I've met like Icelandic ghosts and monsters.
Do you think you will meet elves one day?
Oh, I don't know. I think they only open themselves up to special people, very much like nature people and farmers and old, strange, like 95-year-old women. Maybe when I'm 85 and knitting something in some farm, I will get lucky and meet an elf.
Hermundur Rosenkranz got lucky and didn't have to wait until he was 85. The numerologist and psychic has seen many hidden people as a kid. As he grew up, the sightings diminished, but today, in his early 40s, he still has occasional encounters with the hidden world.
I feel elfish.
I feel elfish. I feel very good.
I feel very good.
So, what is the secret of seeing elves? Is it just a question of luck? Or a power only given to a few? Apparently not, says Hermundur.
I have to be very still, I have to be very calm, I have to be in a neutral space with myself. And suddenly it appears to you, and it's like a people coming to you, sit down with you. You don't talk, you just use your mind. You can do that, everybody can do that.
You can do it.
You can do it, everyone can do it.
Everyone can do it. Hi, your house elf.
He
also adds that everyone in the world has his or her house elf, whether that means there's a little bit of Iceland all over the world or we all have an elfish side to us. I'll leave that up to you.